This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
17 minutes to five. Now, produced by Arts Centre Melbourne and in collaboration with Rising, Spirits of the Land is a large-scale digital projection which is illuminating Hamer Hall's iconic facade throughout Rising and also into NAIDOC Week. And to find out more about it, we're joined by the curator and Rising Artistic Associate, Kimberly Moulton. Kimberly, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The artwork was commissioned by artist and elder Auntie Zetta Thompson. For those of us who don't know her, tell us about Auntie Zetta Thompson.
Auntie Zetta is a Wurundjeri Yorta Yorta woman. She's a storyteller and an artist and is very involved in community. And Auntie Zetta has lots of stories about country. So Spirits of the Land is really her bringing together her paintings that she's done over the last kind of two decades and the stories that her family and her elders had shared with her.
What are some of the stories that she's telling us?
Well, the projection that you see is in sort of an abstraction of river country. So Yorta Yorta country has the Dungala River, which is the Murray River, and obviously Wurundjeri country has Birrarung Ma or the Yarra River. And so Auntie Zetta wanted to bring these sort of spaces to life, this abstraction of both these rivers, but also the stories that she grew up with. So Mukis is one of them, which is a belief system of the Yorta Yorta people, and they are our ancestors on country. And so the Mukis are these sort of ghost-like ancestor spirits that are always around us. And so she's depicted those on the projection. Also, there's a creature called the Hairy Becker that exists in stories from Yorta Yorta country, which kind of hunts around at night, and if you leave camp, it takes you. So it's essentially a story about discipline, really, and children listening to their parents. But, you know, these are the stories and the systems of knowledge that our communities have.
Just on that, and teaching young kids, how important is it that works like this enable that storytelling to be told to other generations as well?
Yeah, it's really important, and I think it's really important to be sharing, you know, the strong living Aboriginal Victorian culture that we have in such a beautiful way, like through this new technology. And Auntie Zetta spoke a lot. You can actually go to the Arts Centre Melbourne website or Rising website and read more about her work and hear from her in her interview. But she's spoken a lot about how important it is to kind of pass this knowledge down to other generations, but also for the broader public to connect. You know, this is a shared space of history. And so, yeah, I think it's really important for these stories to be shared in this way.
And, of course, you know, having it projected onto the facade of Hamer Hall is a great way for all of us to connect with these stories, isn't it?
It is. It's really out there. It just kind of changes the city at night. It's a very colourful projection. It goes for about 3.5 minutes and it takes you through this journey, as I was saying, of this sort of country, these river countries and these stories. And to have it on the, you know, the facade of Hamer Hall is incredible. It's right on the Birrarung, right on the river. It's a really significant space. And the work is also in an exhibition that I've curated for Rising called Shadow Spirit, which is on at Flinders Street Station at the moment. And Auntie Zetta has the first room in the historic rooms of Flinders Street Station that we've taken over. And you can see that projection in there and also some of her paintings that we've blown up larger than life.
Fantastic. Kimberly, is there a really good time to go and see the projection? Is there a better time to see it at night?
Yeah, it starts at 6, so it's pretty dark, I think, in Melbourne now by 5.30, really. So 6 o'clock through to midnight. It's on until the end of NAIDOC Week. And so, yeah, I mean, it's wonderful to watch it from the bridge heading over to Hamer Hall. It really pops.
Fantastic. And it's a free event, so let's all get down and see it. So we've got basically just under 2 weeks to go and see it.
That's right, yeah. And it is a free event. It's something you can do before or after dinner. And it's on, through to the end of NAIDOC Week, which is coming up, which is celebrating Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture from across the country.
Fantastic. Kimberly, I can't wait to go and see it again, and I encourage everyone to pop down to Hamer Hall. Have a look at it once it gets dark. Thanks so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. That's curator and Rising Artistic Associate Kimberly Moulton.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.